Log Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. He always does things in order. Hallelujah.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
His wonderful name. Right? Hallelujah.
In the name of God.
Bless the name of Jesus. So you're live now, Prophetess Bertha. And we're just waiting on a few more callers. Of course, we're waiting on Prophet Daryl to get on and a couple of our intercessors and things of that nature. And I'm just excited about what's going on today. God has been so good this morning. Got a few good phone calls. Amen. Some things
Amen.
You don't share. Some things you don't share just yet, you know. And then there are other
That's
things
right.
that you can share. But God is just so good. My new godson is on the way, and I wanted to be there with my sister so bad as she delivered
Praise
her first. And I wanted to be there. She wanted me there with her, but she understands my position and, you know, my obedience to my heavenly father and my submissiveness to my earthly father and the business that we have to tend to here for the kingdom and via PSM Live. And she's so understanding. So she's not one of those girls that's got attitude because Angel said she was going to be here and she can't be here, but I've been in prayer with her. The Lord sent her a word this morning, and she's been texting me since the water broke about 15 minutes ago. So I'm just so happy. So happy. And as I was in prayer for her, I just she said, she texted me then while I was up praying, and she said, my mom isn't here with me, and I just knew. That's why I was crying the way I was crying, because I knew I would be in balls of tears if my mama wasn't with me having my first baby, you know. And I know any daughter would want that and would desire that.
Yes.
And her mom is in Grand Rapids. So we're just praying for her, praying for the family as they're traveling to be with her, too. And I'm just so happy. Lanique Washington is her name. I'm just so happy that God is you know, with her. I know he's with her, and she knows it, too. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm still driving, everybody, but I think Prophet Daryl is on the line, so I'm going to make his mic hot. Yes. I think that's him.
Angel, how are you?
Hey, Prophet Daryl.
Hi, Prophet Daryl. Praise the Lord.
Hey, Prophetess Bertha.
Hey, Prophet Daryl. It's a great day. Great expectations.
Amen.
God.
Yes. We haven't prayed yet. It's one of our, I think we go to one of our intercessors, right, Prophetess Bertha?
Yes.
If one of our intercessors is on the air, just press one so we know it's you, and I can open your mic so that you can open us up in prayer today and intercede and ignite the atmosphere for the prophetic. If any of our intercessors is online. Hallelujah.
It's not Prophet Bell, it's a prophet, and he can set it. He can set
Amen.
That
well, let's
Bell.
Go. Let's
All right,
go.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for a beautiful day on today, Lord God. And God, we just thank you for life, health, and strength on today, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord, for waking us up, clothing our right mind, Lord God.
Yes,
keep watching over us all night long, Father God. And for this reason, Lord, we grateful, Lord, to just tell you thank you. Lord God, we just want to honor you today, Lord God. We want to worship you today, Lord God, in the beauty of holiness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we just ask you to forgive us for our sinful ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us every deed and thought that we have thought against someone, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, if we have done anything this morning, Lord God, that was displeasing to you, Father, we ask you to forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. But God, we ask you to come in and intervene in the radio show today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, allow your anointing, oh God, to rest through the airwaves, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask you to look on our apostle today, Lord God. God, we ask you to touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to look on the intercessors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We duke and bind the spirit of fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask you to raise them up, oh God, in this season and in this hour, oh God, that they will be strong prayer warriors and strong intercessors, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask you to look on Angel as she's driving, oh God. In the name of Jesus, by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, you told us when we need you, God, to call on you. And God, we call on you right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, saturate us today, oh God. Take us down in your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your prophetic word come forth with power and clarity, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you can bind every witch, every warlock, every sorcery, every black woman, any power of darkness, we bind it right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to come in and intervene, oh God. In the name of Jesus, allow your glory to be revealed, oh God, in this season, in this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know you're in, we know that you will. God, the saints are calling in, oh God. God, we ask you to open up our ears, oh God. Open up our minds, our understanding, oh God. To be able to witness, oh God. God, somebody listening in, oh God. Somebody's not feeling good in their body, oh God. But God, we know you're able to heal today, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Send your word, God. Send your word, oh God. Send it forth healing, oh God. Send it forth delivering, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, glory, oh God. God, we don't take this day and time for granted, oh God.
Lord,
God,
yes, Lord.
You, Lord. God, we thank you and we honor you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we love you today, oh God, like never before, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Look on that brother, oh God. Look on that sister, oh God. Look on that mother, that daughter, oh God, that don't know you in the problem of their sin, oh God. Move by your power, oh God. Look on that man and woman, oh God, oh God.
They're about
to get up before the town, oh God. Look and have mercy today, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
God,
of Jesus.
Your glory. God, we don't put a demand or a command on it.
Do
but
it,
God,
Lord.
We
do
ask
it,
you
Lord.
Right now. In the name of Jesus. God, you gave us the
Jesus.
Right to come boldly to the throne of grace. In the name
oh,
of Jesus. For this very reason, God, we come in boldly to the throne
you,
of
Jesus.
Grace. Oh God, we ask, oh God, in the name
oh,
of Jesus. To allow your glory to be revealed
hey,
in this season, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Speed of recovery,
glory
wise,
name,
oh God. In the name of Jesus. Any wicked demon that's trying to work against them, oh God.
Oh,
we break them down,
Spirit.
Oh God. In the name
yes.
of Jesus. Break them out of the old say, God. Break them out of the old say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Manifest yourself
and down, God.
And God, give you the glory and give you the praise in Jesus' name.
In the glory
thank
God.
God and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Holy God. Holy God. Holy God. You're holy God. Holy God.
Thank you,
you're
Jesus.
You're so holy, God. We
no,
worship
no, no, no,
you, Lord. No. Oh, we magnify your name, God.
All
that you've done and you're yet doing, all you're under the yapsi.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank you for life, God. We thank you for life. Oh, yes, you're under the yapsi. Glory to the name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
I like you, Lord.
Glory, God.
I like you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are the living God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we love you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Love you, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Oh, we glorify you.
I
so love you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We come to help, oh God. I am come for you. You are our shepherd. Yeah, Corabande, yeah. Oh God.
Lord, I thank you.
Oh, I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Oh, I love you, Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. have your way. Move by your spirit, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I don't even know where the Lord want to go from here, but Prophet Gerald, did an intercessor come on the line to pray yet? Hallelujah.
If there's an intercessor in queue, please press 1.
Oh, Jesus.
TSMI intercessor, please press 1.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Just Sylvia.
Oh, so
Sylvia, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Me. Okay.
Just pray as the Lord leads you, Sylvia. I just feel a spirit of prayer and worship right now.
Yeah.
I just feel God to take us to another level today. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for how you're moving, God. Oh, Father, we give you access, God, to have your way, oh, God. Oh, Father, we bow before your presence, God, inviting you, oh, God, to have our way, oh, Lord. Have our way amongst PMSI, oh, God, amongst the mind, oh, God, amongst every intercessor, oh, God, on behalf of prophet, oh, God. Oh, God, have your way, God. Here we are, God. Bow down, oh, God. Seeking your face, oh, God. Seeking more of you, oh, Father, and less of us, oh, God. Oh, Father, we humble ourselves before you, oh, God. Oh, God, as empty vessels, oh, God. Pour into us, oh, God. Have thy way, oh, God. Thy kingdom come, God. Thy will be done, God. On earth, Father, as it is in heaven, oh, God. Oh, Father, we bind up the enemy's hand, oh, God. Any attack that he might have, oh, God. Oh, God, in any retaliation, oh, God. Oh, God, set roadblocks in the spirit, oh, God. Have free will, oh, God. Oh, God, we lay before you, God. Guilty before you, God. Seeking your face, oh God. Seeking your heart, oh God. To be your hand and your feet and your mouthpiece in the earth realm,
yes.
Oh God. Oh God, here we are, God. Calling on you, Father. You said if we would call unto you, Lord, that you would hear and that you would answer, God. So, Father, we're calling on you now, God, to move amongst us, oh God. Dwell in the midst of us, oh God. Have your way, God, on today, oh God. Move, oh Lord, like never before, oh God. Oh God, a fresh fire, oh God. Fall on us, oh God. Consume those things that are not like you, oh Lord. Have thy way, oh God. Have your way, oh Lord. Oh Father, we stand unified, God. Each intercessor, oh God, we stand on the wall, oh God. Unified as one, oh God. The enemy has no access, Father. Oh, we thank you now, God. Hallelujah,
yes.
God. Hallelujah, Father. We're on our post, oh God. And we stand, oh God. Gird us up, oh God, in your word, oh God. Oh God, let the fire rumble in our bellies, oh God, as we call on to you, oh God, who is our help, oh God. Oh God, open up the windows of heaven, oh God, and pour out on your people, oh God. Have thy way, oh God. Have thy way, oh Lord. Glory to your name, oh God. Not for us, God, but for your glory, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Father, you're still in the healing business, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Move, oh, God. Move amongst your people, oh, God. Move in us, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We adore you, Father. We exalt your name, oh, God. Oh, God, for there's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
oh,
God.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, God, we cry for release, oh, God. Have your way, oh, God. Oh, God, rain down on us, oh, God. Have thy way, oh, Lord. Have thy way, oh, God. Oh, God, move, God, like never before, oh, God. Oh, God, serve us, oh, God. Keep us, oh, God, near the cross, oh, God. Keep us, oh, God, love, oh God. Oh God, to your people, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Oh Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Prophet would read a scripture, but we're not prophets. So if there's anyone on the line, Angel, that will desire your word from the Lord, because I believe Prophet Dale is hot in the fire right now from that worship, you can just open the line, and if there's no one, then we can just continue to worship, and Prophet Dale can keep. Amen.
Again, Prophet Bertha. Then Pastor Shatwan is online to pray.
Okay. Angel?
Please press 1, Shatwan, because I don't see your number. I'm sorry.
Hallelujah. We need all the prayer we can get in these in that time.
Amen.
Are you on, Pastor Shatwan?
She's on.
Good evening.
Okay.
Good
Just pray as the Lord leads.
Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, we just come today, God, just to thank you for another day, God. Father God, we come thanking you, God, for all that you have done, God. We come thanking you, God. God, just for your word on today, God. Father God, we come thanking you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, that you kept us on last night, God. God, that you brought us through another day, God. God, that we saw the miracles today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just come just to thank you and praise you, God. God, to worship your holy name, God, in the name of Jesus. God, just to come in your presence, God, and just sit here, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, God, that even as we sit here in your presence, God, God, that you minister to us today, God.
Hallelujah.
God, minister to those that are going to give out your word on today, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we thank you for those that are calling in for a word on today, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, that they take this word, God, and that they hold on to the word and they stand on the word, God. And oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, God, that they give you that word back on a daily basis, God, and that they believe what you have said and it shall come to pass, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask right now, God, that you wash your people with your blood, God. Everyone with illness, God. Everyone with the sickness, God. God, cover them with the blood of Jesus, God, and heal them and make them whole in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we lift up each and every one of your people today, God. Oh, God, we just thank you today, God. God, we thank you for Prophetess Bertha, Prophetess Daryl, God, and we thank you for Angel today, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for their obedience, God, to get on here and do what you told them to do, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, Even as we go forth on this day, God, we invite you in, God. We invite your anointing and your Holy Spirit in, God. Continue to dwell with us on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for Prophet Shakespeare, God. God, we thank you that the prayers have been prayed for him, God. Now, God, we thank you for his healing, God. God, we thank you for what you're doing in his body, God. Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you're making him whole, God, in the name of Jesus. God, even as he is his body lays to rest, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you're still sharpening his mind, God. You're still sharpening his discerning spirit, God. Oh, God, you're still giving him a word on the inside of his belly, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we know you're just preparing him for the war, God, that's going on in the gathering, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, as you prepare his body for war, God, oh, God, let your people be on guard in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and we praise you, God, God, that you have positioned us, God, and you have postured us in the name of Jesus. God, that as we go forth warring for your promise in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will see them instantaneous manifestation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, that even before the words get out of the mouth of the prophet, God, oh God, we'll see it come to pass, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, hallelujah, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, we're just giving you glory on today, God. For God, we know that you have already ordained it to be so, God. That the prayers of the rich is availing much, God. And the prayers have went forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So God, we just praise you, God. We thank you for the gathering, God. We thank you for the outcome, God. We thank you for those that you have ordained to be so, God. God, we thank you for the miracles, signs, and wonders, God, that will follow, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for the finances, God, that you have opened up the financial avenue, God, for them to come in, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, hallelujah, in these next few days, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, God, for those that are giving, God. God, you said you would call them to give unto the bosom, God. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the overflow, God, in the PSMI bank account, God. God, we thank you for the hearts of men, God, that will give into this ministry, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God,
thank you
for those, God, that will spark the people to come in, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you and praise you, God, for the
Thank
God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. Honor God, in Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Easy delivery of birth on God, Lord. Thank you, God. Let there be no complications, Lord. Let the delivery be divine and in order.
Bless you,
let him be born healthy, oh God.
Thank you.
Let her be healthy. Let both survive this earth, oh God. And we give you all the glory because we know the work is already done. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Prophet Dale, who is Marco or Mark? Is it someone who came to you?
Marcus.
Marco or Marcus?
Yes, yes, ma'am. I know.
That's it all as well.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it all as well. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Woo! Oh, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Angel is in your
hands.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If there are any callers in the queue that would like a word from the Lord, please press 1. Today is Prophetic Thursday. It's Prophetic Word Thursday. And I assume that's why you are on the air today, or maybe you came to just hear the word of the Lord that goes forth in the lessons. But right now, we are in a prophetic atmosphere. So if you want to share your heart or anything that's on your heart, just press 1, and we will open your mic so that you can speak and get a word from the Lord. I see caller 661-748. Your mic is open. Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Who do we have on air with us? Hello. It's hard to hear you. I don't know what's in your background, but it's very hard to hear you.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
That's better.
Father, I just ask that tonight, today, Lord, that the mighty rain pour on us, my family, Lord. Father God, I just lift up every brother and sister. I lift them up to you, Lord. Father God, I lift up our elder and leader, Prophet Shakespeare, to you, Lord, and continue to place your hand on him, heal and mend every bone, every inch. Father God, you have asked me to come and pray and continue to pray 24/7 for my family. And Father, I do so as I bend my knee to you.
Jesus.
Lord, all those that are hurting and in need of you, Lord, I ask that you touch them right now, Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and your precious blood, I ask that you heal and mend everyone. Touch them deep. There's many hurts, Lord, and I know you are the healer, the mender, and the restorer of all.
Yeah, thank you.
God, I thank you. I thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for all the troubles and all the
glory, God. We give you glory.
All the stones you put in our path, Lord, because we need those stones. We need those things to keep us, our eyes awake and focused on you, Lord. And Father God, I thank you. Lord, I lift up everybody and everyone who is led to open this prayer and have this prophetic Thursday, Lord, that the words just flow from them, Lord. Continue to touch them and allow the words to flow. And those who need to hear the word, Father, I ask that you quicken their hands. Hit that once. They can talk and they can hear the word that's needed, Lord. Father God, there's a lot going on and we need to step it out. Because the enemy is under our feet. He is not controlling us. He's not guiding us. He's not leading us. You are, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for giving me the boldness and to come back and giving me the boldness to continue to pray and to uplift my brothers and sisters. So, Lord, love on them, Lord. Heal them, Lord. Pour your healing rain, Lord. Let it flow. Let your spirit flow throughout every house, every home. Father God, restore. Restore those fathers. Restore those mothers that need you, Lord. Father God, take away all the hurts and all the pain. And Lord, I ask more of you, Lord. You're mighty and bless me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what, Angel? I don't know who that was praying. I don't know who that was praying. But
that's
I heard the Lord say that he's getting ready to open up the heavens for you. I don't know what you got up before the Lord, but I heard the Lord say he's getting ready to open up the heavens on your behalf here. Because he said your heart is pure unto him. And the reason, oh my, thank you,
Jesus.
The reason why he's going to do it all because he said you've been faithful. The Lord said you've been faithful. Hallelujah. And the word of God said, if you've been faithful over few things, I will make you ruler over many here, so said the Spirit of God. And God said he's getting ready to open up the airways. Hallelujah. It's getting ready to be three major doors that he's getting ready to open up for you here, so said the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said these are some doors that's going to be not only a spiritual blessing, but well as a financial blessing here. So said the Spirit of God here.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want you to begin to pack your suitcases here, all because I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that you're getting ready to start traveling here. And as you begin to travel here, oh, my goodness, I saw ministry, and crusades come up before you, man of God.
Hallelujah.
You have not forgotten about your labor, so said the Spirit of God.
Breakthrough, just finally seeing,
yes.
And I finally realized just today, just this morning, that God was really working on me. I had an issue with unforgiveness. I wouldn't forgive people, and I would hold grudges. And I am so happy to, as of yesterday, every person that I've ever had an issue with, it's already done. And I'm so glad. I couldn't see it because I was distracted. My marriage was falling apart. My finances was falling apart. And I wasn't focusing on the unforgiveness that was in my heart. And I'm so thankful today just to be able to say, it's all done. It's all well. And I just can't wait to see what God is going to do with the rest of my life in this season. And I just want to let someone know that I am grateful today. I am so grateful for even that process.
Amazing God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name, daughter?
Tamika.
Tamika.
It's me, Bertha.
Hi, baby. This scripture comes to me, Mark 11 and 25. Whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you. Your breakthrough came this morning. And by you testifying of the unforgiveness and being able to forgive, you just defeated the enemy. That's all God is waiting on, was for you to come to him, take that stand, give it to him. Now watch God move. You said things are beginning to turn around. As I told you before, Tamika, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things that God has for you. And that's all God has been waiting on, was for you to release the blockage so that he can heal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And it's crazy when you don't even realize. You don't even realize. You know, I didn't even realize that I was harboring so much anger and just refusing to talk to people. And I haven't talked to my father in 7 years. And I called him, and all is well.
Amen.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Glory.
Jesus.
What Bertha has said, and I just want to tell you to just hold on to the promise of God. But brother, we are living in a day and time. Hold on. We are living in a day and time that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But see, what you did, you just exposed the enemy. Hallelujah. And I often tell people, when you begin to tell on the devil and expose yourself and begin to report the enemy to God, God honors that. Hallelujah. And he said, what's to come is better than what's been. Hallelujah. And your former house will be greater. The latter house shall be greater than the former house. So saith the Spirit of God. I guarantee you getting ready to see doors swing open. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You getting ready to see things begin to work out in your favor. But hold up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, you got to be watchful as well. Amen. Because the devil will come to sidetrack you at any area. Glory be to God. He will try to come and torment you in your mind, in your sleep. But you got to know that you got the V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. You got the victory.
Amen. Can everybody just continue to pray for my husband? He's fighting some strongholds, and the devil is really trying to prevent him from being anywhere but home. And it was revealed to me just by his own mouth yesterday that he just feels like he's in a fight, and I just want you guys to continue to pray for him.
What's your husband's name?
Tony.
Tony. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up Tony now, Lord. We ask you to cover Tony's mind. And Father God, you have given us the power and authority over the enemy. He is already defeated. So God, with that authority and power that you have given us, we bind every distraction, every hindrance, every stumbling block, every spirit of oppression.
oppression and depression, every tormenting spirit that has been sent to attack Tony's mind. Satan, you have no victory. Tony belongs to God. He is God's property. You cannot have it. We bind you now and we send you back to the pits of hell from which you came. We cancel and dismantle and pull out every stronghold, every attack and assignment that you have sent against him. Father God, we ask you to release the anointing of your word in his mind. Transform his mind and renew it in you, God. Release peace in him. Give him a total makeover in you. Oh, God, that will be that sanctified husband to your sanctified woman.
Yes,
and we give you glory in advance, oh, God. For we know the work is already done. In Jesus' name, we give you glory. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The already been dismantled. Ain't got no power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You cast that thing to the ground.
God is releasing the oil of the breaker's anointing. All you have to do is just reach out and grab it. Because that's what you need to break these chains in the name of Jesus. You need the oil of the breaker.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Shaquan, did the Lord give you a word for Tamika? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Angel, back to you, baby.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tamika, he going to have a new name by the time all this is over. He got so many names and so many nicknames. God says a new name. By the time all this is over, he's gonna give him a new name. He's gonna be so brand new, you're not gonna even know your husband. Out with the old, thus saith the Lord, and in with the new, his new, not your new, his new. Amen.
Glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 We got so many callers on the line, and we are getting to you. We are getting to you. I'm going to go straight down the line. Hallelujah. Mute your mics, everybody. I'm not going to close your line down just in case there's another word for you, okay? So just mute your own mics for us, okay? The next caller in queue, I believe Sister Sylvia hung up and called back so that she could partake in this atmosphere. Sister Sylvia, you're back on.
Okay, thank you.
You know what, Sister Sylvia, I just heard the Lord say, the rain is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that endureth to the end for your good of them. I just want to let you know the race is not given to the swift. It don't mean how fast you run.
Okay.
It doesn't mean how good you can dance and shout, but it's the one that endures to the end. And if you can endure hardship as a good soldier, for his word said, if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. And God told me to tell you that he's getting ready to rain all down in your house. He said unexpected miracles is getting ready to rest at your house. Hallelujah. Yes, God. All right. Because he said the promise that he promised to obey him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He has promised to Sylvia. He's getting ready to bring the Ark of the Covenant to your house. and is getting ready to sit down in your front room, so says the Spirit of God. And you're going to begin to see the glory of the Lord.
Jesus.
Rain in that house. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. His train.
Glory, glory.
It's going to fill your house. Ah,
surely,
you're going to begin to see the glory cloud. Ah, appear in your house. You're going to think something's fine. It ain't going to be nothing but the holy. Nothing but the glory of God. Holy Ghost said so. See God. Yes, God. And where you was lacking, God said he's getting ready to build up. The spirit of lack shall not rest upon your family. Just because your faithfulness and your obedience to God, God said, now I got to show her that she belonged to me.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I stand in agreement, Sylvia, with what Prophet Daryl has said, because basically he's just confirmed the prophecy Prophet Shakespeare gave to you last month. That's confirmation of what God is fixing to do. He has already released it. Just open your door and receive it.
Yes, thank you, God.
I just want you to start being expectation, Sylvia.
Okay.
Start expecting. I want you to go look at her. Oh, my goodness. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, go look out your window.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
I am a survivor. I ain't going to give up. I am a survivor. I heard the Lord say, you are a survivor, Elaine. You have survived some stuff that if another person had went through, they would have lost their mind. They would have gave up and threw in the towel. Just because you survived, you have dispatched some, you have ran some demons away, and the Lord has dispatched some legions of angels to come check on you and to see about you. Hallelujah. You don't no longer have to drink your tears for water, so says the Spirit of God. And you ain't got to worry about nothing. You're getting ready to take care of you.
Praise
Thank
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The blessings of Abraham begin to rest upon your shoulder here, woman of God. Hallelujah. God told me to tell you that it's already all right. He said, don't worry about it. He said, don't think about it. He just said, thank me, folks. Oh,
thank you.
Thank him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's going to open up the process. It's going to speed up the process here. So said the Spirit of God.
Thank you,
God. I show you, God said. Ha! Show God. See God. Ha! Glory to God. He said he is getting ready to take care of you. You ain't got to worry about where this is going to come from, where that's going to come from. He said, only thing you got to do is thank me for what you want. Don't tell him what you want. Don't tell him what you want, but thank him for what you want. Hallelujah. And as you begin to thank him for what you want, you're going to begin to see it come so quick and fast. It ain't going to make no sense. It's going to blow your mind.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
You ain't got to have no pity party, so said the Spirit of God, because you're a king's kid. You belong to him. God said it. If Jesus and God is in one, hallelujah, and they in you, that means you got that same power. You got some power to speak to them and tell that devil he's a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the power to decree a thing. Under the motion, glory be to God. So you begin to tell God, thank you for, if you want $1 million, Lord, I thank you for my millions. Show God whatever you want, whatever you need. Say, Lord, Daddy, I thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Daddy God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I stand with Prophet Daryl and what he has spoken from the Lord, Elaine. And God says, great are his mercies toward you. God said he's always provided for you.
Yeah.
And he is yet providing for you. And as Prophet Daryl said, just give him glory, give him honor, and just give him praise for what he's doing. All he wants from you is a praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise is your weapon.
Hallelujah.
Be encouraged and seek him the more in praise, because the work is already done. Pastor Shaquan, Angel, is their word for Elaine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. Angel.
No, ma'am.
Back in your angel.
Okay.
You can go to the next mic.
Thank you.
Next caller. 803-735. Hello.
Hi, this is my first time on. I'm calling just to see if someone could pray for me and pray for my husband, pray for our family, and just direction on what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay.
What are you and your husband's names?
My husband's name I'm calling from South Carolina. My husband's name is Keith, and we are not together. He is backslid.
So what's your name, honey?
My name is Candace.
Okay.
Angel? Angel,
yes.
are you able to pray for her marriage? And then
yes.
We'll see what the Lord is saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Father God, right now we come now, Lord Jesus. We come humbly, we come strong, and we come bold before you, your throne, Father God. We come knowing that you have all power in your hands, O God, and that you are the restorer, Father God. I come now, Lord Jesus, for our sister Candace and her husband Keith, O God, and their marriage, Lord Jesus. I pray now, O God, your will be done, Father, and your will is your word, O God. That these two, that nothing would come to separate them, Lord Jesus, what you have put together, O God. And that is your will, Father God. So I pray now, Lord God, that you restore and that you bring back, O God, Keith, O God, to be the husband and the man that you have called him to be, O God. That you bring Candace, O God, back and restore her to the wife that she is to be, O God, not only for them, O God, not only for their self-pleasure, O God, but for the purpose and the glory that you put them together for, O God. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory is yours forever, O God. And let it be manifested and executed in clear marriage in the name of Jesus, O God. Your glory, O God, let it be manifested in this here marriage, O God. Let nothing come between them, O God. All that the enemy meant, O God, for evil, turn it away right now and let it be, O God, for your glory and your good, O God. We pray now against every wicked word, O God, every word of chaos that was sown into their hearts, O God, from people who said they were friends, from people who acted like family, O God, from people who had the appearance of righteousness and spoke into their life and their marriage, O God. We break those walls and those chains down right now in the name of Jesus. And we say restore the love right now, O God. Let it be like a mighty rushing wind, O God, today, O God. Let it be a surprise to your daughter, O God, when she gets a knock at the door and it is her husband, O God. We thank you now, Lord Jesus. We give you praise for bringing them both to their knees, O God. They forgive each other, O God, out of the purity of their hearts, O God, but for the necessity of your kingdom, O God, for your glory, Jesus. We give you glory, O God, and we speak love in abundance, O God. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious, O God. Love does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor one another. It is not not easily angered, O God. It forgives and it does not keep a record of any wrong, O God. It does not delight in evil, Jesus, but it rejoices in your truth, O God. And your truth is that you put them together. And your truth is that you want them together. And it always protects, O God. Your love, it always trusts. And it always hopes for the best. So it does not think contrary to your word, O God. And it preserves, O God. And it loves and it never, ever fails in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. You bring life back, O God, to this marriage in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, God.
Oh,
yes, we give you glory, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, let it be, let it be, oh God. Let it be, let it be, oh God.
Let it be, Lord, let it be, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. You know what, sister? You know what I heard as Angel was praying? I heard the Lord say, when you begin to talk to him, apologize to him.
Yes, yes.
I'll show you. Apologize to him for not being the wife that God has called you to be and ordained you to be.
Thank you, Jesus.
And forgive him. Oh, my goodness. Forgive him for what he has done. And as you begin to forgive him, God said he's going to open up the windows and open up the gates of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Then there you won't have room enough to receive. But the Bible says a sanctified wife will sanctify the husband. If he has backslid, you go tell the devil. You confront the devil and say, devil, you cannot have my husband. You got to confront the devil. You got to do it. Because, see, one thing about it, God honors the prayers that comes out the wife, out of the mouth of a wife, of a godly woman.
Yes.
Tell somebody. So what you do is, sis, is when you go to God and say, God, shape me, made me, and mold me. All right, thank you, Lord. Go back down to the potter's house. And get on the wheel so God can shape you and mold you to be the wife. So when you begin to go to him, he will be able to receive what comes out of your mouth. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Because see, one thing about it, the older folks, seasoned folks say, a family that prays together stays together. And see, one thing about it, the enemy come, you wondering, where did you go wrong at? Where did I go wrong at? No. Where you both went wrong at, you weren't praying together. So go get your husband.
Thank you, Lord.
And speak to the situation. Don't speak to him. Speak to those spirits. And I'm going to tell you, oh, my goodness, speak to that lying spirit. Speak to that spirit of manipulation. Break that generational curse up off his life. God has given you the power and the authority to speak to those things that be not as though they were. Come on out of your state, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you got to tell him, oh, my goodness, Lord, help me, Jesus. I'm trying to stop. But you got to tell him that he's going to have to let them friends go because those ain't number bad influences. They whores and they want him to be a whore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The reason is attacking your marriage is because you said, what did God want you to do? You are an anointed. You are an intercessor. And what Pastor Derek was telling you about praying and breaking strongholds, You are a gapper, and you need to get under a ministry that teaches and tells you how an intercessor works and operates, because you need the anointing of the intercessor on you. God has called you to intercessor prayer, and you can stand in the gap for your husband and bind and break those chains, as Prophet Dell has said. But don't think about what he's doing. You ask God to prepare you for what he wants you to do. You get Candace in order, and God's going to take care of peace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Candace, don't go anywhere. Sister Tamika has a word from you. She has something from the Lord for you, Sister Tamika, and I just want to authorize her to give this word to you. She is under the umbrella of Prophet Shakespeare. She sat at his feet and under his teaching and under his ministry at Truth Christian Assembly for almost the majority of her young life. So she is authorized to give this word to Candace.
Amen. Candace, God says, saturate yourself with his word. So when these things happen, I'm going through the same season, and I got the same word. And God said, be still and saturate yourself with his word. I'm going to suggest to you a couple books. Stormy L. Martin's Power of the Praying Wife. And also Forgiveness by Joyce Meyer. Because sometimes we as women, we're so focused on what they did wrong to us that we overlook what we have done, what we have said, and we fight different than men do. We fight with our words. So begin to repent and ask God to forgive you for things that you may have said that may have damaged him more than what you know. And saturate yourself in his word. I haven't been able to sleep past 2 in the morning for 2 months. And every time God wakes me up, even when I don't want to pray for him, I call his name out in prayer, my own husband. So I pray right now, and I'm telling you, God's telling you to get on your knees and pray. And no matter how you start your day, start it with a word. If it's something from one of those books, if it's something from the Bible, if you have to get online and listen to some sermons online, start your day off with something from the Word of God.
Okay. Amen. Thank you.
Thank
you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Be
Thank
blessed,
you, God, so much.
Be blessed. You are welcome. Be blessed.
Be praying for you. Angel.
Yes.
I just heard Proverbs 31 for her to read Proverbs 31.
Amen.
Proverbs what?
31.
Proverbs 31, yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Okay, everybody, don't forget to mute your own mic, because there are things going on in the background that we can hear. Or if you are not one of the main prophets here on the air, Prophetess Bertha, Prophet Daryl Shatwan, please mute your background so it does not interfere with others' prophetic words, okay? And words of encouragement. I'm going to go to our next call.
Candace had to get on the ministry page before she get off.
Yes, Candace.
Yes, ma'am.
Candace, go ahead, Bertha. We wanted to make sure you had access to our ministry page on Facebook.
Okay, I'm not on Facebook. Do you have Twitter?
Okay, no, we don't. And it's fine if you don't, but if that's the only thing you get on Facebook for, I promise it will be profitable to you. But why don't you check out the website first? It is PSM, I as in ice, N as in Nancy, T as in tree, L as in love.org. So it's PSMINTL, which stands for Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International.org.
Okay.
We just want to make sure you have connection with us, and we're, you know, always here Tuesday through Friday from 12 to 2 p.m., okay?
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Sis, you are welcome. I'm going to go to our next caller. We still have a few. I think this is our last caller right now that wants a word from the Lord. So just remember, callers, to press 1 if you want to get into this prophetic atmosphere and you want a word from the Lord, or you just want to share what's on your heart, prayer requests, things of that nature. A caller, 818-716.
Hi, yes. Good morning. This is Cammie from California. How you doing?
Hi, Cammie.
Blessed. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just, first of all, I just want to say praise God, and I just want to ask for prayer and see if God has a word for me today.
Jamaica, are you still, Jamaica's mic still open, Angel?
It's still open. I know she's at work, but I think she's still on. Yes, Tamika, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Can you, will you be able to pray for Tamika, I mean, Cammie?
Yes.
Okay, good. She's asking for prayer, and then we'll see what the Lord has to say. Amen.
Praying for Candace, the young lady we just spoke to?
No,
this is Cammie.
It's the new caller.
Cammie.
Okay. I'm sorry, I had my earbud out, so I couldn't hear what her call was for, so I'm just going to pray just in general. Dear God, thank you for an opportunity to stand in the gap for this young lady. Thank you so much for bringing her to PSM Live and giving us an opportunity to speak into her life. God, whatever it is that's on her heart, God, I pray right now that you come in and you touch. You touch her, God. You touch her family. You touch her finances, God. You give her the desires of her heart. God, you draw her closer to you so that she may have understanding for her purpose, God, a way to increase your kingdom, God. You reveal to her what it is that you call her for. Protect her, God. Lead her and guide her. Order her steps so that she may be fulfilled in this life, that when this life is over, God, she will no longer wonder if she did what you asked her to do, God, but that she will know that her purpose on this earth has been fulfilled. Continue to love on her. Bring people into her life that will be encouragement for her. Bring people into her life that will guide her steps. Show her that she is not alone and that you are always with her, God, even if it's through other people, even if it's words that you give her through other people or emails, God. You just let her know that you're always there, that you're always with her. Continue to love on her, nourish her, heal her body, God. Let no sickness come upon her. Because, Lord, your word says that by your stripes we are healed. And I pray the healing comes on her, God, not just in the physical sense, but in her emotions, in her heart. Just let her know that she is loved and she is not walking alone. And I thank you, God, in advance for all these things. In your son Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Prophet Daryl.
I'm sorry. Cammie, I just want to tell you, sis, that everything is working out in divine order. It maybe seem a little rough now, but when you called in, it seemed like I heard like it was like tired in your spirit. But I want to tell you what the word of God said. It says, lift up your head, all ye gates, and be lifted up,
Amen.
The everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. For who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Mighty in battle. I just want to tell you that he is strong in your life. That when you are weak, you yet still strong. And the only thing you got to do is, because the older folks sing a song, if I couldn't say a word, I just wave my hand. But then, oh my goodness, if you would just begin to just give God a wave off. God is going to begin to send strength to your body. Hallelujah. Not only that, he's going to begin to send strength to your body, Tammy, but he's sending strength to every organ, every member, every cell that's in your body.
Amen.
He's going to send strength to it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Ooh, my Lord, my Lord. For the word of God says, don't get weary in well doing. But in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So saith the Spirit of God. Delayed don't mean denied. Hallelujah. I hear you saying, Lord, I've been going through this situation for so long, Lord. When is I'm going to get a breakthrough and a breakout?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I serve notice on the enemy right now.
Amen.
What's to come is already better than what's been. Oh, my sheep come, say God. Hallelujah. And your former house, your latter house is greater than the before my house. All because God is preparing the way for you. So said the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. 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 Tammy, I felt the heaviness. I felt your heaviness. And the Lord just gave me this song for you to be encouraged. No matter what the problem, you can't solve them. They're going to come, but don't you worry, because things will work out for the good of them who love the Lord. Just embrace God's love, as Prophet Daryl said. Embrace his love. If you can't, wave your hand, pat your foot, but just give him praise and glory. Because the enemy is trying to bind you from praising God, because praise is your weapon. The more you praise him, the more he'll bless you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. How do you receive joy? Through praising and worshiping God. Give him praise, give him glory, and you will put the devil on the run. Be encouraged and hold your head up high, because God has not forgotten about you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor Shaquan Angel, is there a word for Cammy? Or just a word of encouragement? Hallelujah.
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 And I just hear God saying to spend more time in his presence in the early morning. Before anybody gets up in the house, get up and spend time with him. That's what I hear God saying. Give him more time early in the morning.
Hallelujah.
And Cammy, I speak life unto you. I speak restoration unto you.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I speak life and restoration unto you, Cammy, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I speak life and restoration unto you now, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pour your oil of joy, God. Hallelujah. Fill it with your joy, God. Close who you think that you can talk to. But God said, come talk to him.
Amen.
Tell him. Don't tell anybody else what's going on with you, but tell him.
Amen.
Because he's the only one that can fix it, because they're just looking at where you're at, and they don't want you to succeed. But you got to come from among them. You got to get out of that atmosphere and get them negative people away from you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They keep pouring salt on you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
You know what, Angel? I know we got to go to the next caller, but can I just sing just a little bit of this song for Cammie?
Yes.
Amen.
You can make it. You can make it. I don't care what's going on.
Amen.
You're not in this thing alone.
Amen. God.
Cause this trial you're going through, God won't let it last too long. You can make it.
You can make it.
You can make it. Cammie, you can make it.
Amen. Thank you.
I don't care what's going on. God won't let it last too long. You're not in this thing alone.
Amen.
You can make it. You can make it. Hey, God said you can make it, Cammie.
Amen.
And you need to look in the mirror and say, I'm looking at a survivor.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Angel, are you still there?
I'm here. I'm here. I just got distracted for a moment. Yeah, I'm sorry. My godson that's being born right now, they just sent me a message. They have to do a C-section because of the baby's heartbeat is unsteady right now. So they're getting her ready now for the C-section. So I was just a little bit thrown off for a second. But I know
don't be thrown off. Prophet Daryl, what's her name?
Lanice.
Pray for her god sister and her god baby, because the devil is alive. Nothing's wrong with that baby's heart. He's going to be born healthy. Come on, Prophet
Daryl. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we lift Angel's God sister up before you, Lord God, as we lift that unborn child up before you, Lord God, Lord God, we ask you to dispatch Gabriel and Raphael and Michael, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to go stand and walk for that baby, Lord God, and the mother, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we agree and say, we proclaim and we speak out loud, Lord God, that we speak
glory
life right now, life in the blood vein, life to that baby. We command that heart to go, come normal in the name of Jesus. We command the mother to live in the name of Jesus.
Now,
we command that baby to come forth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we speak life in the name of Jesus. Satan, you will not have that baby. I command you and your demons in the name of Jesus to come forth. And we present you powerless right now in the name of Jesus. That baby shall not have no heart failure, no heart problems.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory, God. Glory, God.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord.
I speak to the mouth. I speak to the mind. I speak to every organ in this body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare. I proclaim and I speak out loud. now, that she shall live and not die, that the baby shall live and not die, and be of good health,
yes,
in the name of
yes,
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And it
thank
is
you,
so.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of
Jesus
over that baby right
yes,
now.
Yes, God.
Wow, that's the Lord rebuke you.
Yes, God.
That's the Lord rebuke you. That's the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The atonement
blood.
Blood.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord
thank you for restoration.
Thank you.
Yes,
Lord.
God. Thank you for restoration, Lord.
Thank you,
yes.
Lord. Thank you.
Yes, God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah to your name, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, Lord. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yes,
yes, God. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar.
A liar.
Not on my watch, devil. Not on my watch, Lucifer. Son of the morning. Not on my watch.
Yes, God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
The blood of Jesus.
Thank you.
Blood
hallelujah. Jesus.
Cammy, are you still on?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Because you're going to come out of that muddy, dark hole that I see you in. You're coming
yes,
out,
ma'am.
And it's going to be so clean and so bright. He's pulling you out of that. And you gotta kind of give your helping hand to come out. It's time in this season for you to lift up your heads, O ye gates. Okay? It's time for you to set forth your strength into God. You know, you gotta lay it all down for him. You gotta give it all over to him. Just give it everything over to him. Praise him. Worship him and take him at his word, because in this season you're coming out of that dirt, that miry clay that I see you in. You're coming
yeah.
out of that.
Come on now.
It's so over, Cammy. It's so over. Glory to his name. Hallelujah today.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. We have a few more minutes, and I want to get to this next caller right now. 281-758. Glory to your name.
That's God. Me. Hello.
Hello.
Jesus. Yes, I was just calling in for a financial breakthrough.
Okay, tell us your name.
Vanessa.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Sylvia, are you still on the line? Sylvia, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you pray for our sister's finances? Jesus. Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Father, I come, Father, lifting up your daughter to you, Father. I come, Father, asking for a relief, oh God. Oh God, of finance, oh God. Every need is met, oh God. There is no lack in her home, Father. There is no lack in her spirit, oh God. Oh Father, we just ask for an increase, oh God, in every area of our life, oh God. Oh Father, we thank you now, Father. And Father, we bind up the enemy hands, oh God. Any retaliations that he might have, oh God, send them back to the pits of hell, Father, where they came from, Father. I decree and declare, God, increase over her life. I decree and declare, Lord, that she shall walk in a wealthy place, God. I decree and declare, Lord, that she's living in overflow, Father. Oh, Father, you said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, Father. So as she walks, oh God, I see increase, oh God. I thank you for increase, oh God. Oh, God, every need, oh God. There is no lack, oh Father, in her, oh God.
For you said you are Jehovah Jireh, Father. So, Father, we remind you of your word, oh God, and remind her, God, that she looks to the hills from which comes her help, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Pastor Shaquan, Prophet Gerald, Angel is there. What is your name?
Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Yes.
Is there a word, Prophet Gerald, Pastor Shaquan?
I just heard the Spirit of the Lord said, be more faithful in paying your tithes and offering.
Amen.
Because the Lord said it had been a slacking. But he said, if you be more diligent and faithful in your tithes and your offering, he said he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You won't even have room enough to receive.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Vanessa, what people really don't understand about tithes and offerings, that your tithe rebukes the devourer so that it don't eat up your seed that's planted.
Amen.
So as you sow your tithe, God blesses whatever you
Amen.
Have. And whatever you sow, he will bless that. But the tithe offering is the offering that rebukes the devourer, so that God can open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. So as Prophet Dale said, I concur 100% that if, when we want things from God, we have to give God something.
That's
and
right.
And what he asks for is much. And when we give unto him, he gives back to us overflow.
Amen.
So I stand in agreement with him. When you do what God says to, he's going to take care of everything that you need.
Amen.
Pastor
Shaquan,
Angel, hallelujah.
No, the Lord hasn't given me anything.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you, Vanessa, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Amen.
Bless you. We have one more caller, and I know we're almost out of time. We have like 3 minutes. 248-636.
Praise God, this is Divine Favor. How
Praise
are you all?
Hi, Divine.
How are you all?
Good.
I'm just laying back. I'm laying back on my back, but I feel the peace and the presence of God. I feel the prayers of the saints. And I want you all to know that I love you for real, with my for real heart. I feel God moving all over my body, all in my, just everywhere. I really, really do. I just got a call from the pharmacist because they're releasing me, which my mom and even me have some concerns because of what is taking place with me going home. They say that I will not be needing oxygen, but I am going to be being released with medication that the pharmacist here at the hospital told me that, you know, my insurance is canceled or something and it's not covered and I have two different insurances. So I just, again, want to thank you all for your prayers, and I'm asking you just to continue to pray for me, and just want you all to know that I love you, and I have been praying, you know. I've been praying because, like, praise is what I do. Praying is what I do. It's what I desire to do, and I love God's people, and I love you all. So thank you again.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bless you, and bless everyone that has been on the air today. Does anybody have any last-minute comments, Prophet Gerald, Prophetess? Bertha.
Don't forget about the gathering. Oh,
yay.
My God. I know God is ready to move. Just got him cuffed up. The enemy attacked the apostle. Who does that type of foolish besides the nasty devil? Attacking the believers. Oh,
yes.
That devil, that nasty sloop would knock me to pitch a totally cross-eyed devil. You better watch out.
He's been warned, Prophet Darrell. He's been warned.
Yes.
That booger better watch out because he in trouble. He done attacked the man of God, got the man of God laying up in the little old hospital.
Yeah.
But Prophet Dale, what he don't know is what he got him laying up there. God is just reviving him and restoring him and giving him a double portion.
Yeah.
He's coming out stronger than he was when he went in.
Yeah.
I receive that. Amen. I thank you for it. Thank you, Bertha.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is all that's been on my heart. Remember, Prophet Darrell, I don't know if you remember because the Lord spoke through you, and you told me while we were on a radio show, you were like, Angel, by the time we get off this show, when we get off this show, you're going to be the old you. And from that moment when we hung up the phone to today, I feel like Angel when she was like 20. I feel me again. I mean, and that was one of my prayers, and that is what has been on my heart for my daddy since he's been in there. I'm like, bring him out of this like he used to be. Like, get all of this is gone after this.
I know that's
and
right.
I can't wait.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. God said it.
Yes.
And the prophetess Alicia and my former pastor, Apostle Vivian West, they prayed for Prophet yesterday. She called me, and they said the same thing. God got him rested because he's bringing him out, and he's going to be coming out like Superman. He's going to have
yes.
going in the phone booth down at 911 called Prophet Shakespeare is on the move.
Oh, praise God. Just thank you. Thank you so much, everybody, for being on the air with us today. Thank you for every prophetic word, Lord. Thank you so much, Father. Just cover everyone, Lord God. Cover Prophet Darrell. Cover Bertha, Lord. Prophetess Bertha, oh God. Cover Shaquan. Cover Tamika, Lord God. Cover cover Candace and Sylvia, oh God. And help us all to keep in mind and to acknowledge you in all our ways, Lord God. We just give you glory, praise, and honor. And today, we're going to leave with a new hallelujah because you deserve
hallelujah.
It, Lord Jesus. You are glorious, our King, our Majesty, and our Lord. Hallelujah, everybody. I'm on my way to two hospitals, and I'm on my way with expectation. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory.
There's a new song breaking out from the children.